We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Donkey of the day for Wednesday, January 25th, goes to Carmella Ann Maines of Clearwater, Florida. Now, what does your Uncle Charla always tell you about the great state of Florida? Say it with me. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and today is no exception. See, Carmella was taken into custody Wednesday in Clearwater, Florida, after she failed to show up to court to face shoplifting charges. Now, why? While she was being processed at the county jail, a body scan revealed an anomaly in her genital area. I don't even know why I'm using big words like anomaly for no reason. They found something odd in her genitals. I know what you're thinking. Was it a penis? All right. Can be a little confusing when someone tells you they are a woman, you know, but that's actually just what they identify as. And then when you get down there, whoa, you're staring at a whole plate of frank and beans. But no, it wasn't a penis. Okay, it was a pipe. Right, not the kind of pipe that produces baby batter to procreate more life, but the kind of pipe that people put crack in and smoke it. You heard me correct. Crack, fried cocaine, rocks. This woman had a glass crack pipe in her vagina. Okay, yes, when officials conducted a strip search of the suspect, they found a glass crack pipe protruding from the woman's pom-pom. Carmella then removed the crack pipe from her vagina and intentionally threw it on the ground and stepped on it in an effort to destroy the evidence. Mind you, she did all of this in front of the officers who had just discovered said evidence on her, but that's not why she's getting donkey of the day. It could be, but it's not. It's part of it. The main reason she's getting donkey of the day is because of her excuse as to why there was a whole crack pipe in her vagina. Carmella said that the crack pipe wasn't a crack pipe, but it was a sex toy. She said this despite the fact that it was consistent with a pipe commonly used to smoke crack cocaine. And it had burnt markings all over it, okay? If she was really thinking, she could have said the burnt markings came from that new strain of gonorrhea that's going around, okay? It don't just burn humans. But nope, she said that the crack pipe she got caught with, you know, was a sex toy. Let me tell you something, Carmella. You might could have got that lie off if you wouldn't have put it in your vagina. I repeat, you might could have got that lie off if you didn't put the crack pipe in your poom poom. If you're going to try to convince people a crack pipe is a sex toy, then guess where you got to put the crack pipe? In the crack of your ass.
Oh, okay.
All right. Listen, man, it's a lot of people who are into anal play nowadays. All right. Cosmopolitan. I saw this article on NBC's computer. Cosmopolitan just came up. No, it was, he had his computer open and I saw it.
Lie.
Cosmopolitan came out with a list of the 15 best butt plugs for 2023. You got the Jimmy Jane Aerial Glass Plug. Would you like to hear the review?
Nope.
Are we really talking about butt plugs?
This is true. This is real.
Okay.
The review was, I got the Aerial, and let me tell you, wow. I was a little nervous that my inexperienced back door might have difficulty, but I was surprised when it did not. A bit of warming up and some lube, and this thing had me reaching my O. Like most glass toys, you can use it cold or warmed up, and I have to say, playing with this toy was amazing. I highly recommend this toy, end quote. That was a review. Why did I use that one? Why did I highlight that toy? Because it's a glass anal plug. Just like a crack pipe is made of glass. It's time to rebrand crack pipes, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, they can actually be sex toys. They even have the perfect name. Pipes are already slang for penis. Asses have cracks, so this is a pipe for your ass. All right, butt plugs come in all forms. Silicone, glass, metal anal plugs. But the crack pipe could be a glass anal plug. I can see the reviews now on Cosmopolitan for the crack pipe. Such a great product, especially for the price. It's only $20, reads one review. Perfect for beginners and seasoned pros alike. Big enough to be satisfying, but small enough that it was comfortable to wear for a good period of time. Recommend the crack pipe to anyone. It's smoking. Bong! That's how you make a crack pipe a sex toy, Carmella. Not the way you did it. Please give Carmella Mains the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Now tell me, Laliza, you don't want a crack pipe after that review. Come on now.
No interest in that or butt plugs. But that's just my personal preference. Okay. Whatever floats your boat.
What about you, Envy?
Don't play a game?
No, I don't want to play a game.
I want to play a game.
I'm going to be honest, man. This woman is on crack and she's from Florida. I don't know what she is. When I look at her mugshot,
let's play a game.
Okay,
here we go.
Let's play a game of guess what race it is. All right.
Lala first.
Carmella Ann Mains of Clearwater, Florida. She got caught with a crack pipe in her vagina, and she told officers it was a sex toy. Laliza, guess what race she is.
Caucasian.
Okay. What makes you think that, Laliza?
This is just what I think. This is just how I feel. Okay. Right. Stick it to it.
All right.
Did I win the money?
Envy, yes. Carmella Ann Mains of Clearwater, Florida, got caught with a crack pipe in her vagina, told officers it was a sex toy. Guess what race she is?
See, this is a tough one.
Okay.
See, because my black people, they like to hide stuff. They like to maneuver. They don't mess
That's
with the police.
That's not just a black thing. Knock it off.
Yes, it is.
That is not just a black thing. Everybody got asses and vaginas. Well, not everybody.
What?
Most everybody got an ass.
Everybody.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Hmm. I'm going to go with white.
Okay. I shake it off. For what reason?
I don't know.
It's just a feeling.
Seems like feeling.
Some white crackheadish stuff.
Okay. Well, Lala, Envy, both of you are right. She's Caucasian!
Yes!
Yes!
Yeah, I said it first.
You got it.
She's definitely a crackhead. But you can tell why I was a little confused, right?
What? She looks like a crackhead. What do you mean?
Well, she don't look like a woman.
You know what? Let's keep it moving. All right. You know what?
More water, less crack.
Stupid, man.
Can't believe there's a vagina in this one.
All right. Thank you for that donkey today. Up next, come on, Woosa. All right.
Does she look like she got a vagina? Come on.
Come on, Woosa. Woosa.
Okay.
All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.